just along the road, I think, with his wife Charlotte, not far away. Are you from Edinburgh originally, Graham?
Glasgow.
Okay.
That's okay.
No comments, no comments. Graham, you're going to share with us a little bit about who Jesus is for you.
Yes, thank you. I'll try anyway to follow that. I didn't think I was nervous this morning, and then I was sitting there beside Karen, and I realized that my T-shirt was inside out. So here I am. Just don't look at the T-shirt, okay? I'm going to start with a story as well. I became a Christian when I was 16, originally, back at SU camp. I don't know how many of you have been to SU camps, but they can be the most amazing places for a young person. They're also good, very good fun, apart from anything else. But I can remember it was actually almost exactly 30 years ago, which is also quite frightening, on the banks of the River Feshie up near Inch, I think, or Kincraig. I can never remember which one is closest. That was it was a wonderful time for me, but I turned 18 and went to university and basically disappeared into the wilderness as far as God was concerned. I didn't do anything particularly bad. I just didn't follow him, although he treats all sin the same, so probably from his point of view it was. And it literally was only 7 years ago now that I went to a Business Alpha course. And what became clear to me, I mean, the description of the course obviously is an opportunity to explore the meaning of life. And that really is where I found that, for me, I did find the meaning of life, and, you know, gave my life back to Christ. Basically, from an intellectual point of view anyway, that the meaning of life, from my point of view, is actually coming into a relationship with God and Jesus. That's why we're here. That's the whole purpose of us. To my mind anyway, the whole purpose of us being on this earth is to come into a relationship with him so we can live an eternal life with him. It was something that became so clear to me in that Alpha course, and that's what I took away. And since then, you know, my life has been changed. I wouldn't say it's been transformed. It's certainly been changed, and after the first few years, obviously you get into a routine with your life, and you have faith, you believe, you do everything you can. But having that at the core, that's sort of knowing that that's the meaning of life is all very well, but it's this growing in relationship which is so important. Because once you turn your life over and you say, come into my life, you have to actually start a relationship. And that's often the most difficult thing I find anyway, because 7 years on, having turned back to him, it's that relationship which is the most difficult. And the words today that came through in the songs were just incredible. I just try and, my memory is terrible for these things, but open up my heart, open up my eyes. I want to see you, Lord. And that is what I want more than anything. But it doesn't happen just because you want it. You have to allow it to happen. And I have a picture here, which again is something that's used at Alpha. It's the Holman Hunt painting, Light of the World. Actually, before I say that, I just wanted an illustration of how I'm feeling. I've got two wonderful sons. The oldest is 17. At the moment, he's just left school, and he doesn't know what he wants to do and how to get on to where he wants to go. But the most frustrating thing from my point of view as his dad is that he won't accept any help whatsoever. He just refuses to talk about anything. And that is just so frustrating. He won't listen. You can't even have a conversation about work experience or, thinking about this, researching that, whatever, talking to people. He won't talk about it. And I think it's very humbling when I actually think that that's very often how I am with God. I hope I'm not overrunning 5 minutes, but... I can see myself in him, in my son. So it's very humbling when you see that and you actually think, well, you know, what I can do for him is just to be there and to love him and to be ready for him when he's ready to talk. And the other image I have is this Holman Hunt one, which is the light of the world. And the passage from Revelation, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me." And I see myself on the other side of the door. It wasn't just a case of opening the door and letting Jesus into my life, but it's actually not shutting the door afterwards. And because so often I feel as if the windows are bolted and the door is locked and it's got two or three locks and it's got a chain. And sometimes I kind of open the door just a little bit, but the chain's still on. So he can't really get in. And I just say, well, you know, just tell me what you're thinking and I'll follow that. But then I'll close the door again because then I can look after it myself and I don't need your help. And, you know, or I open the window a crack or something like that. And I've got to break open the door and let him in and not lock it again, and, you know, to open the window and let him in. And that's the hardest thing. So it was as much, you know, for me, Jesus is the meaning of life, but it's that relationship which is so important. And I suppose I'm sharing with you my where I am with Jesus, and, you know, also thinking that perhaps others of you might be in a similar place. And it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes years and years, and it's I'm probably about 17 in my relationship with God at the moment. But I do know that he is the meaning of life, and he's what I have to strive for. So thank you.
Let me pray with you. Father, we thank you for Graham's words to us. Thank you, Lord, that he has opened the door to you. And I pray, Lord, that he will open the door even more. Lord, that you will come in and that it will be coming and going through that door. Ask, Lord, that you will guard him, keep him and his family safe in yourself. Keep every malicious hand away from them so they can walk in freedom and truth and joy in you for the rest of their days. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Graham. Thanks, Karen. Thanks for sharing. Isn't it great when you hear when you hear people sharing out of their own experience of their own life? So be encouraged. You know, others are setting the pace here. Others are giving you a good example. And if they can do it, you can do it. So come and sidle up to me or send me an email and say, I'd like to just say 5 minutes. It doesn't have to be longer. Just a 5-minute cameo of what Jesus means to you.